Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to talk with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning getting ready for what's coming. It's called summertime, and it'll probably be here before we know it. So when we think about summertime, we think about our dairy farms, we need to think about heat stress, the negative impact that it has on our dairy herd every summer. So we need to get ready now. So what are some things that you need to be thinking about? Well, number one, we need to get out there and get some things cleaned up. Those fans that we use to cool the cows work much more efficiently if they're clean. So time to get out the high-pressure washers and get those cleaned up. If you don't clean them, you're losing about 30% of the volume out of every fan on the farm, which means your effective cooling on your cows is reduced by 30%. Some other things we need to think about if you're dealing with belt-driven fans, those belts may need to be replaced and or the tensioners may need to be adjusted or replaced. Need to be checking on your soaker lines and making sure that they are up and ready to go. Some other things to think about. Do you have effective cooling for your dry cows? How about your pre-fresh cows? These are two groups that are often neglected on our dairy farms, and it's high time that we take a little time to think about how we might do a little better job as we come in to summer. So, if you not have soaker lines available over the feed lines for these animals, need to get those installed, and you need to have adequate fan cooling in those barns as well. So, now's the time to get those supplies ordered and get the needed things installed before we get to the summertime stress here in Kansas. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to do a cooling system evaluation on their herds today.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.